Once upon a time, it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks, man. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Glad y'all tapped in and tuned in. Weekly motivation, inspiration. And as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day, man. Something that'll help get you through your week, your day, your life, whatever that is, right? So this quote, I love it. I live it. I preach it. I teach it. Says, everybody wants to be their own boss, but nobody wants to be their own employee. I'll say it again. Everybody wants to be their own boss, but nobody wants to be their own employee. I think that that quote is dope. It's powerful. And it's relevant. You know, a lot of people want the blessings, but they don't want to do the work to gain the lessons that come along with that. So, you know, even though you want to level up, you got to be willing to put in the work, man. Like, whether you're a musician, just trying to make it, whether you are an entrepreneur, you got to put in that groundwork, man, because at the end of the day, like I always say, persistence wears down resistance. So you got to put in that work in order to get to where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's the word of the day. Take it for what it is, man. And moving in to today's topic that we're going to talk about, man. So, you know, this was a topic that we got from Sheila. Shout out to Sheila from Georgia. Big shout out to the A. She put this in and she said she basically wanted to know what it was like for me working with the Temptations. If a lot of people don't realize, I wrote a record for the Temptations. My team produced it. I rapped on it. We released it on Universal Records for their 60th anniversary project. Smokey Robinson was on that project too. Shout out to Otis Williams, my OG. Shout out to Smokey. Definitely a dope project, man. So, well, to answer your question, it was dope. The Temptations are legends. I spent a lot of time chopping it up with Otis, talking about his vision that he had for this 60th anniversary project. They wanted some jazz, hip hop, to switch it up, to give it a nice little vibe from what they normally do. I mean, everybody knows the Temptations, the classic records that they constantly got throughout the years. Classic music, man. Soul music that you could feel. So I thought it was a dope idea that he had. So the main focus, shout out to my brother SK and all the dope artists that we work with, John Colbreth, everybody. We just pretty much just put our brains together in terms of just trying to cultivate a sound that would be a reflection of the Temptations, but in present day, right? And I'll put a link down to that record below so y'all could hear what we did with that. But yeah, phenomenal record. It was a phenomenal experience to work with them. And I loved it. I loved it, man. Just being able to soak up game from a lot of OGs in the game. Like Otis Williams is an OG. Like he's the last surviving member of the original Temptations. So to be able to just build with him, chop it up with him, see where he's been, where they're going creatively, sonically, it was amazing. So definitely a dope experience. For me, the process of writing and ghostwriting and all that, like, that's pretty much just what I've done for like several years. Anytime that I'm working with an artist, I always try to creatively put myself in that space of how would an artist feel when they deliver this record? And am I being the right voice for this artist? So that's important. It's like when I do these records, I always make sure that I put myself in that space where their voice is being heard, but I'm still delivering at the highest level possible so they can get what they need to get across. So, you know, that was pretty dope to just see them orchestrate that. We had a lot of virtual sessions and, man, let me tell you something. Dope record, man. Fire record. Excellent experience. And I loved it, man. I loved it. I soaked up a lot of game, too. A lot of stuff that he taught me. You know, obviously, I won't put it out here, but he gave me a lot of great valuable lessons that I learned just soaking up that information from him. So I will say that it's like you know, even for regular life, right? Like anytime you get the opportunity or the chance to sit with someone who's an elder, who's smart, right? Who they've seen a lot, they've done a lot, and they can guide you. Take advantage of that, right? Because someone like that can help guide you. And that's when we talk about, when we talk about mentors and we talk about sponsors, right? And the importance of a mentor, because a mentor is going to tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And then a sponsor is not only going to tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do, they're going to put their reputation on the line for you, right? To say, hey, yo, you know what? I want this person to take this opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens a lot of times in life, is like having a mentor, having a sponsor that can step up to the plate. And, you know, shout out to Otis. He's definitely a mentor and a sponsor for me. You know what I mean? He put his reputation on the line for me to give me the opportunity to even be on the opening track to their 60th anniversary album, right? So big shout out to all of them. Big shout out to Universal Records. And amazing experience, man. Amazing experience. So, yeah, man, big shout out to y'all for tuning into the podcast, man. I won't belabor this too much. But definitely keep sending in y'all thoughts. Keep sending in y'all feedback. Whatever it is, man. And it's all love, man. That's what this podcast is for, to build and to share ideas and in a creative space in a motivational way as well, right? So definitely, man. As always, until next time, peace.